Kodesh, everybody, good Ner Shabbos, Feilich and Chanukah. I want to talk to you about a very universal theme, but I want to illustrate a unique Torah perspective on it. You know that the essence of Chanukah is Hodah. Talk about Thanksgiving, secular Thanksgiving, so we have our own Thanksgiving, and that's the Yontif of Chanukah. The institution of Chanukah was actually a Yontif, the Hallel Lahodos, Hodos Lahallel. So the notion of offering thanks is something that everybody understands, everyone recognizes that it's basic courtesy, basic decency. It's something that we need to do. We should appreciate the good that we receive, whether it be from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it be from another human being. Chazal talk about the midah of Hakaras HaTov in glowing terms, and the antithesis of that is Kifuyei Tova. Even before the Torah was given, the Torah highlights the importance of Hakaras HaTov and how bad it is to be Kafui Tov. Adam HaRishon said, Ha'isha Shenasata Imadi, he was a Kafui Tov. The Dor HaFloga followed in the same path. Asher Banu B'nei HaAdam, Rashi quotes, they were just like Adam HaRishon was Kafui Tov. There's a vort by the Stipler in Birchas Peretz, a Gemara that says that a person who doesn't have Deya, doesn't have common sense, Asur L'Rachim Olav, you're not supposed to show mercy. How could that be? You're not supposed to show mercy? I mean, we have to show mercy to everybody, even an animal. Rachim Aval Komasav. What does Gemara mean? That person who has no common sense, you're not allowed to show them rachamim. So the Stipler writes in Pashas Beshalach that we're not referring to basic mitzvot. That person happens to be stuck on the road with a flat tire, or in case of a donkey, Robitz Tachas Maso. Of course, there's a mitzvah of Azov Tazov. I'm talking about going over and beyond the basic chiyuvim. Sometimes you go out of your way to do chesed for somebody, even if there's no absolute chiyuv, but that's part of the Gemara's chasadim. So what the Gemara is saying is, if somebody who doesn't have deya, so Stipler says he doesn't have the midah of Hakaras HaTov, that means that everything that the person gets, they feel entitled to get. They don't show appreciation. They don't value it. They expect you to do more and more and more. So in other words, you end up becoming a way to feed that type of a mentality. And so to the contrary, to do chesed to someone like that is really counterproductive. That's what the Gemara means, asur rachim alav. So you see, the concept of showing todah, showing hakaras hatov, is so basic to the human condition. Ammon and Moab, you know, were distanced from Klal Yisrael because they didn't have hakaras hatov. We know what Avram did for Lot, and we see that they did not show that appreciation when it came to Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, and they didn't have the decency to offer lechem u'mayim. So there's many, many more chazal I could quote for you. The basic notion of Hakaras HaTov is intrinsic to the human being, and a person lacks it, there's something deficient in the humanity. Having said that, I mean, that's really the notion of Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. We know that the Torah picks up where Derech Eretz leaves off. You can't say, well, I know a lot of Torah and do a lot of mitzvahs. You're lacking in basic Derech Eretz. It has to start with a person who has basic, normal Tchunas HaNefesh, a quality that shows that your head screwed on straight, if you could put it that way. And then the Torah can take you to the next degree. And that's always a problem if you have a disconnect between basic midos and knowing a lot of Torah. So there's a certain assumption that the Torah expects, and then from that comes Torah mitzvahs. Having said that, clearly the whole notion of Torah and mitzvahs is not just separate from the notion of midos tovos, but clearly, if you look at Sefer HaChinuch, for example, and you see how the Chinuch explains Shoresh HaMitzvah one after the other, understand that the fact that the Torah lays out the mitzvahs that it does, so many of them speak to the notion of midos. There may not be specific mitzvos about all the midos tovos. It's a question that's raised. How come we don't have specific mitzvos about this mida, that mida? We do have certain things. We have an Isur Gaiva that some Rishonim learn out from certain sukkim. Yeah, there may be certain diukim that you can find that speak to specific midos in, as a specific mida. But on the other hand, the fact that the Torah says, lo sikom, lo sitor, v'yahavta l'racha kamocha, and so many, countless mitzvahs, what you have here is the Torah's kedoshim tiyu, so many mitzvahs have to do with a notion of derech eretz. So the Torah is trying to take those ideas that are universal and to try to give it a sharper focus through the prism of Torah mitzvahs, so that the derech eretz that you come away with after Torah is more than just the derech eretz that you might have without Torah. Again, you have to start with something, and then the Torah can take it to the next degree. So, therefore, any type of midah, any type of idea which is universal, you're going to find it in Torah as well, and hopefully you can find it on a whole other level, on a deeper level, with more nuance, with more appreciation of what that midah really is all about. So what I'd like to illustrate with regards to the midah of Hodah is three ideas, three yesodos in Hodah that we wouldn't necessarily on our own notice emphasize, but I think that it shows us a certain appreciation, if you can pardon that pun, appreciation of what it means to show appreciation. So we can really understand what the Torah is really trying to teach us about the notion of Hodah. Okay, so yesod number one. We know that the Shmoneh Esrei is broken up into three parts. The first part is Shevach, the second part is Bakasha, and the last part is Hodah. So we usually think of Hodah as distinct from Bakasha. Bakasha is petition, and Hodah is thanks. But the more that you look at it, the more you realize that Bakasha and Hodah are not that far apart. Quite often, when we see Hodah, we find it associated with Bakasha as well. In other words, not just thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for what you've given me, but at the same time, Halavai Vaiter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ask of you that you should continue to bestow the bracha and the blessings on me. One example, let's start with that. Modim Drabana. Modim Nachman Rachas, okay, but Kobasa, Yetfim said, gracious brachas, Lodot Shimcha, Vedor Ashach, son of the Kiamtanu, that you sustained us, Kain Techayenu Usakayimenu. So we don't just stop with thank you for having sustained us, we take it to the next step and we say, so shall you continue to do the same in the future. Modim Drabana. Where else do we find this idea that Hodah connects to Bakasha? Think of Nishmas. Nishmas is all about Shevach and Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, we add, Va'al titshenu Hashem Elokeinu lanetzach. Do not abandon us forever. We put that in the middle of the Hodah. Hallel. Hallel is obviously part of Hodah. And in the middle of Hallel, suddenly, Ana Hashem Hoshiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. What's that doing? It doesn't end with Hodah. It has to go beyond that. Bakash. What mitzvah expresses the notion of Hodah? What mitzvah in the Torah comes to mind? Anybody?
Bikurim.
Excellent. Very good. You heard it once before.
Yeah. Come on.
Bikurim, there are two mitzvahs of Bikurim. Let's be more specific, Yomi, yeah? There's a mitzvah to bring Bikurim, and there's a separate mitzvah and Tayag mitzvahs of Mikra Bikurim, right? Mikra Bikurim is in Parshas Kisavo. And the Havas Bikurim you already find earlier in Mishpatim and Kisisa. Tavi Beis Hashem Okecha. So the Mikra Bikurim is an expression of Hoda. If you look in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Kuf Lamed Beis, and also in the Chinuch, in Tafresh Vav, Mitzvah Tafresh Vav, that's the Mitzvah Mikra Bikurim. And they both say something very interesting. At first glance, it's not clear where they got it from. But first, what did they say? In defining the Mitzvah Mikra Bikurim, they add the following sentence. The Lashon HaRambam. He said, "Tivano l'saper tovosa v'asher heitiv lanu," and so on. "U'l'shabcho al kozeh u'l'vakesh mimenu l'hasmid habracha k'shiyavi habikurim." So when you bring bikurim and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the goodness, you also ask of him that he should have the bracha continue. That's the Lashon HaRambam in Sefer Mitzvahs Kuf Lamed Beis. And similarly in the Chinuch as well, where he says, "Va'achar hashevach mevakesh melefanav lahasmin habracha olam." So here, the quintessential mitzvah that represents shevach and hoda is, according to these Rishonim, has to also lead to bakasha. Now you'll ask me an obvious question: open up a Chumash Pashas Kisavo, and where do you find in the Nusach of Mikra Bikurim a bakasha? What's the last thing that you say in Mikra Bikurim? Vayiten lanu, vayeinu el hamakom hazeh, vayiten lanu haaretz hazos, erev zavos chol v'dvash, ve'ata hineh heveisi yisrashis pri adama. Where's the bakash? So that's a good question. It's a very good question. If you look in the Kli Chemda, Parshas, I believe it's Parshas Kisavo, I imagine that's where it is. He brings a medrash tanchuma that is mashma, and this he says it will be the makar for the Rambam and the Chinuch, it's mashma that there's another pasuk that was also said at the time of Mikra Bikurim. After you said everything that you have here, there was one other pasuk that appears a bit further in Parshas Kisavo in a different context, a different recitation. What comes right after Parshas Mikra Bikurim? Who knows? Vidui Maiser. And how does Vidui Maiser end? With what pasuk? The last pasuk of Vidui Maiser? Hashkifa me'on kachecha min hashamayim, which is essentially asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to bless us with abundance and produce. So the mashmos of this medrash tanchuma is that a farmer who brings bikurim says the pasuk hashkifa. Interesting. So it could be that's why the Rambam and the Chinuch talk about the bakasha after the mikra bikurim. That means the pasuk of hashkifa. In any case, the yisod is clear. That the Hoda leads us to Bakasha. Even the Al HaNisim itself, we don't have this Nusach in Al HaNisim, but there are many Rishonim and Gaonim who have the following at the end of Al HaNisim. I read from the Abu Dram here. This is a Siddur called Tfilo Lamoshe, which is a Pirush of Rishonim, all on the same page, all brought together. This is Rishonim on Siddur. The Abu Dram brings the following Nusach. Kishem she'asisa imahem pele kein ase imanu. That's how, and I believe this is Tosus that makes mention of this nusach as well. Do we say this or not? We don't. But there was a nusach that you end Al HaNisim with, just as you did wonders for them, so shall you do for us. And the discussion among the Rishonim is, should we mix in this sentence in Al HaNisim? So the Abu Dram quotes that the Rambam Rutenberg thought that we shouldn't mix it here. This is just a Hodah, strictly speaking. We shouldn't add the sentence. And some say that it's fine. We find that Bakasha gets entered into the last three brachas of Shmon Esrei, like during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we say Chsov Chaim Tovim. So too he brings another example. Leil Pesach, we end Magid with a bracha, right? Asher Ga'olanu. And what else do you find in that Nusach HaBracha besides Shevach and Hoda? Bakasha. Kein Hashem Elokeinu Yagi'enu L'modim, and so on. And he brings Modim D'Rabbanan as well. And so he says, Rav Amram Gon, Rav Sadia Gon, Rav Rambam did have the Nusach of Kishem Shasisa Imo and Pele, Kein Haseh Imanu. What happens if you forget Al HaNisim in Birchas HaMazon? In Noda Lecha. Do you have any way you can still say it? What's the halacha? in the Harachamans, and how would you start? Remember? I don't know if it has happened for anybody, but you should know it. Another day or so, what? So here you get Haldai through the back door by starting with Bakasha. This justifies saying Ahanisim. By starting with the Bakasha of Harachaman, you can talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do for us Nisim as you did Rav Hoseinu, and then say, so here you see again how intertwined they are, Haldah and Bakasha. And there are many other rayas I could bring for you. Hoshanis, okay? To think about, remember this for next Sukkot. Hoshanis on Shabbos. Koshata modim umiyacharim, modim umiyacharim. Modim is Hodah, miyacharim is looking forward, hoping for the future. One of the Svarim, I don't remember who, says that the first woman, of course, that the Torah emphasizes, she was modim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Leah. She says, "Hapam odes Hashem," and right after it says that, "Vatamod miledes." Why "Vatamod miledes"? And why does it say it right after talking about how she declares, "Thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vatamod miledes"? She didn't have any other children. So one of the Sfarim says, this is quoted in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos on the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Beis Lam, that there was something short in her hodah. She said thank you, but she didn't add halavai vayter. And if you want a segula, the bracha should continue. When you say thank you, you also add halavai vayter. It should continue. I asked if she continued. She just stopped with dos odes Hashem. She didn't add, and it should continue. Batamod miledes. This is yisod number one. That hodah should also encompass bakash. By the way, one other example. Okay, I could go on, but one more. Birchas HaGomel. The one who says Gomel, says HaGomel, he acknowledges HaKadosh Baruch Hu having done the good, and what does everyone else say in response? Nishek Mochal Tov, Hu Mochal Kol Tov. Again, he says Hodah, and they echo that by saying, reflect it back to him, he should continue to do good for you as well in the future. Okay, Yisod number two, and this, a couple you heard before, see the Chanukah the other night, I spoke this out. Second yisod is that hodah for us includes something else, not just hodah for the thing that we thank you for, but hodah for being able to thank you. It's a hodah on the hodah. Hodah that we have the opportunity and the privilege and the vessels to be able to express hodah. We understand what hodah means, and we take pride in the fact that we can be moded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And where do you see that? First of all, modim drabana. How does it all end, modim drabana? We thank you, and so on, and so on, and so on. Al she'anachnu modim lach. Which means, in effect, we thank you for that which we thank you. It's a hodah for the ability to thank. Incredible idea. Not just thanking you, but showing that we appreciate the fact that we can appreciate you and express thanks to you. And we find this also in the Nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei, in a sense. When we say, Va'al Kulam, Yisbarach Yisram, Shimcha Malkeinu Tamid Lo'olam Goed, what does it mean, Va'al Kulam? After saying, we thank you for everything, Adesach HaShemchol Yomnon, Adesach HaShemchol Eis, Va'al Kulam, and for all of this, Yisbarach, meaning for the fact that we can thank you, we also acknowledge that your name should be blessed, and so on. For that alone, that we have the ability to thank you, we acknowledge how wonderful an opportunity that is. And so it is in Birchas HaMazon, Be'ala Kol HaShem Elokeinu Anachnu Modim Lach. The ability to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not taken for granted. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that we can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, this idea explains beautifully, as I spoke at the other night, the Nusach of Al HaNisim. Because at the end of Al HaNisim, we also mention the Takana of Chanukah. Why is it in Al HaNisim? Al HaNisim talks about the miracles that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having performed for us. So we tell the story of how we had the amazing victory of Rabbim Biad Ma'atim, Tmeim Biad Tahorim, Shem Biad Tzadikim, and then the fact that we could go into the Heichal and Beis HaMikdash, we could cleanse it. All of this is appropriate for the Hodah of Al HaNisim. But then what do we do? Likul Neres Bechashus Kashecha V'kavu Shmona Simei Chanukah Elu. Why do we include in the Al-Hanisim the fact that there was an institution of Yimei Chanukah? I mean, that's obviously what we're doing. That's obviously why we're here. That's why we're saying Al-Hanisim. Good, but why does Al-Hanisim itself have to make mention of the fact that there was an institution of Chanukah? Again, the answer is that's the meta Hodah that we're talking about. That the Hodah doesn't just express itself on the miracles and on the goodness that we receive, but the Hodah expresses itself on the fact that we can go ahead and offer Hodah to you for that which you did for us. So the expression of Hodah includes the very fact that there is a Yantif called Chanukah that's designated Hodu Suha Halel, and on that too, we are being molded to you. It's a beautiful point. So that's the Bekavu Shemaras Mechanukah in the Nusach of Al-Hanisim itself. And again, here as well, there are many other rayas that one could offer to this Yisod. Rav Salvechik used to say Pshat in the Pasuk in we bring it in Matovu. V'ani v'rov chastecha avo v'esecha. In other words, the fact that I could come to you to daven is itself something that I don't take for granted. He's saying about davening, he's saying about Hodah, but the idea is the same, that we're thanking you for the fact that we can come and thank you and offer you and daven to you. It's a privilege, we don't take it for granted. And so we acknowledge and appreciate that itself. That's the second yesod in Hodah. And the third yesod, and again, it maybe some of you heard this when I was here for Shabbos, I spoke at Shalosh Shudis, so I'll take the license to quote myself, if you will. The third yesod in Hodah is that it can't be artificial. And this is something we can all identify with, but it's important to see how significant this is. Obviously, it has to be an expression that is genuine, that we feel, and not just mouthing the words. It has to be something that comes from within. But what does that really mean? That means that even the structure of Hodah, it might be something that we're expected to do, but it can't be expressed as a response to an obligation that's imposed on us from outside. Because to do something that you're obligated to do is in some sense a contradiction to what exactly Hodah means. Hodah, you know the word Hodah is thanks, but the word Hodah has another meaning. What else does it mean? To admit. The halacha is, this is in Choshen Mishpat, that if a person is moda b'miksas, so you chayev a shvua for the balance. You say that I owe you $100 and I say I owe you $50. There's consequences of Hodah in terms of admitting. But the din is, if I could not deny the rest, I could not deny that which I admitted. The Edom are there anyway, saying I owe the 50, and I'm owed that. So there's no consequence to the Hodah in the sense of I admit it. It's only if it came from me and you need to come on to my Hodah Spaldin, then there comes the Chiyav Shvua on the balance. Hodah on something that you had no choice but to admit is not called that you were mowed, that you admitted. There had to be the ability to say no. And then you said yes. So if there's an obligation, and we see it as that's imposed on us, to thank, to show appreciation, to say thank you, then if you're doing it because I have to do it, I feel obligated to do it, and that's why I'm doing it, because I feel I must do it, then in some way that takes away from the genuine quality of a Hodah of a thanks as well. So this is why I thought to explain the way that the Gemara expresses the Takana of Chanukah. It says it in a very interesting way. The Gemara has a story, as you know, in Shabbos Chafalach of the days of the Pach Shemen. And it says as follows, Shana Acheres, the following year, Kiva'um, the following year, they established these days as Yom Tovim with Hallel and Hodah. Isn't that an odd way to express the notion of Hanukkah as a time to offer Hodah, that the days were designated as days of Halva Hodah. Why not simply say that the Takana was that we should offer Hodah? Because, for example, how does Rashi explain Hodah? Hodah is to say Al HaNisim in Tefillah. So it doesn't say that they obligated us to say Al HaNisim. It says that they framed the days as days of Yom Tovim for Hallel and Hodah. Why talk about the days? Why not talk about the very act of expressing thanks? But the answer is, because to do that would diminish the actual expression of Hodah. If the institution would have been framed as you must be Moda, it's like saying to a kid, you know, say thank you. So they know that if they don't want to get a patch from their parents, or if they want to get the cookie, carrot or stick, whatever it might be, they better do what they're told, and they'll say thank you. Does it really have inherent meaning, thank you? Usually not. But okay, if they do it, mitzvah seneshem melumada, then if they get older, they'll know it's a good thing to do it. The problem is too many of us grow up, and we see thank you as just a way to get what we want. So you have to have the social niceties of what you do when you go through your life. And so as long as you talk the talk, you know, you don't have to necessarily walk the walk. As long as people think you're sincere, so you get what you want. But that's not what Hodah is. Hodah is, as we started with, it's really the essence of a human being, and the Torah takes it to the next degree, of how important it is to really feel appreciation and to understand that I really am really indebted. I feel really awe of what you did for me. So therefore, it can't be an expression of fulfilling an obligation. That's why the Rambam also expresses in Mitzvah Dlokas HaNeiros in almost an indirect way. He says, U'madlikin b'hen HaNeiros, as opposed to saying that they lehad, U'madlikin b'hen HaNeiros. The Nusach HaBracha says, V'tzivanu. We're commanded. Of course, it was a mitzvah. But there's a whole question. Heichan tzivanu? Because even though it's a mitzvah, it has to be expressed as if it weren't a mitzvah. And this is why it's pointed out why we find the notion of mahadrin so much by Ner Chanukah, more than any other mitzvah. Other mitzvahs have also inyanim of hidur mitzvah. You find hidur mitzvah in a lot of places, dalet minim, mila, but the notion of hidur mitzvah here seems to be part of the institution of Ner Chanukah. There's the core mitzvah, there's the mahadrin, there's the mahadrin ha-mahadrin. I mean, why is there such why is it presented as such that this is the mahadrin, this mahadrin, as if to say, we want to give you the opportunity to choose to do something that you don't have to do. And if they wouldn't present it as mahadrin, it would create the impression that this is simply an obligation. But an obligation for Hodah is almost like an oxymoron. It can't be I'm doing what I have to do. It has to be I'm choosing to do it. So by expressing the mitzvah and defining it on the level of a mahadrin, it allows us to feel, ah, I'm doing it because I'm choosing to do it, not just because I have to do it. Naturally, if everyone's doing mahadrin, then you start feeling I have to fit in, right? And it becomes another exercise in just keeping up with the Joneses. And this is always the challenge perennially with all mitzvahs, that we end up doing things. This is Chavos HaLevavos in Sha'ar Avodas HaElokim, that we do things for all kinds of ulterior motives, and it doesn't really come from within. And I think this is another important message that we have to take with us in Chanukah, in the broader sense of that entire Avodas Hashem, that, you know, so much of what we do is Shelo Lishma, and let's be honest with ourselves. I mean, listen, I can speak to myself, and if you want to, you know, eavesdrop, you could, but listen, you know, This is the way we are as human beings. We're influenced by all kinds of things, peer pressure and other things, and we have to try to find that nekuda lishma. Rav Desko always speaks about the importance of finding that nekuda lishma within everything that we do. This is what many of the Musar Sfarim try to emphasize. And clearly there are elements of lishma, but we have to try to build that up and try to isolate those and really recognize how we can expand on it have that spill over to much more of what we do. So Chanukah is that time. If you think about it, Chanukah means, of course, rededication. Rededication means that it's a renewal. It's not just doing something out of rote. It's about taking it and infusing it with a new spirit. Even if it's something I've been doing already all my life, but that's just, that means I'm doing it on automatic pilot. What makes it me? What makes it real? So we always have to try to come back to that point where we say it's not about the fact that I did it yesterday, it's not about the fact that this one's doing it and I'm doing it too. It's about I doing it because I really get it. I understand this is really where it's at. That's the challenge of Chanukah. The Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah is the Chanukas HaNesim, the Chanukas HaMizbeach, the Karbanah, Karas Kesa. I heard it already. Tomorrow it's going to be such a long, right from day 9 all the way to the end. So it's Chanukas HaMizbeach, day 8, 9. I've heard it already, the whole week. I mean, and what changes? Only one thing. Vayom, and the Nasi was the other Shevet. But what's the message? The message is that it was the same, but it wasn't the same. Every single day, it was that Nasi bringing the same carbon, the same package, but it was an entirely different experience. It was his contribution on behalf of his Shevet. Every Shevet has its Mahalach, its Derech, its Shar, and it's different than the other Shevet. It might look the same on the outside, but it's an entirely different offering, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it as such, and that is what we have to learn from Chanukah too, that everything that we do has to be with a sense of freshness. Vayash Kein Aron, that's how we end the Kriyas HaTorah. So Rashi says, Shelo Shina, he did not deviate. So the Sfarim say, Aaron HaKohen did his Hadlakas HaMenorah each day in an entirely different way. It was a new experience, it was a new Avodas Hashem. Shina can also mean like Shena, to become stale and old, right? It was not old, it was fresh, it was vigor. It was not the same experience and expression that it was before. This is the spirit of Hodah. Hodah has to be from within. Hodah has to be not just a response to an obligation. So to sum up, we said there are three basic yesodos that we brought out from Hodah. So number one is Hodah has to also relate to Bakasha in some way. And that's because you can't just take, if you don't, then you're taking for granted. Thank you. You could say it, you think you mean it, you feel it. But if you don't recognize that it could be gone tomorrow, and who knows if it will continue, then you're almost assuming it's going to continue. And we should never take anything for granted. If you really feel thanks, then you know that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm dependent on you, and I continue to be dependent on you. You did it for me until now, and I hope, and halvai, and I daven, I recognize, it has to continue, I hope it should continue, but that's, if you don't get the bakasha aspect, you don't feel that, then there's something deficient in the hodah. That's the first yisod. The second yisod is not to take for granted the very fact that we can be modern. That's an incredible gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and we become better from it. You know, it's important to realize when you offer thanks, and this is true about everybody in a general, universal sense, it's not about the other person. It is, obviously, a person everyone wants to be acknowledged and appreciated, and that's true. But it's also about you. If you show appreciation, you're a better person. You become a better person. People who are self-centered, then just not as healthy emotionally. You ask any mental health professional, they'll tell you there's something wrong in their emotional makeup. Everything is coming to them. And you can't have a full, happy, healthy life like that. Someone who really doesn't see, I'm not saying to have no self-esteem, of course. Of course you have to have a healthy balance. You have to have a sense of self. But you shouldn't necessarily assume that everything is coming to you and everyone is catering to you. So the fact that you can offer things makes you a better person, and certainly Yachas Kam V'Kama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Tovu Meitiv, that we can offer thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is for us. And therefore, we appreciate that opportunity, we acknowledge it, and we celebrate it. So, Al Shanachnu Modim Lach, that we can offer the thanks to you is something that we also recognize fact that we can have a Chanukah, that we instituted l'hodu sulahal is part of our hodah v'alanisim as well, that we thank you for the fact that we have the opportunity to have a Chanukah, which is l'hodu sulahal, the second yisod. And the third yisod is that the hodah, even all these things that we're saying can all become part of an obligation. Okay, my mitzvah is to be modeh and to be mevakesh. Okay, so now another thing in the checklist, right? And I'm gonna thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, and I have to also ask you, but it's all just in the Safa V'Lachut. So what have we achieved? You know, we might know a lot about formulations of Hodah, but it somehow doesn't quite hit us inside. And we might know that we have to thank you for thanking you, but again, it doesn't quite penetrate. There has to be an inner work as well. It has to be something that we can recognize as genuine and feel the Hodah. And to that extent, it almost has to feel like we don't have to do it, even though we do have to, but it's not designed to be a mitzvah in the sense that the experience is diminished or compromised because it's being done out of an obligation. We're choosing to do it, and we're proud of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity, and it's part of our bechira that we technically could, based on bechira, we could choose otherwise, but we understand that we want, it's a spontaneous expression, we understand, we want to thank you, and we want to be able to use this opportunity in every way to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to continue to be able to thank you, Mitzvah Hashem, for all opportunities, HaChayeinu, Mitzvah B'Yadecha, we should take these yisodos from Chanukah and we should be able to apply them to our lives day by day from now and for many years to come. Again, good chodesh to all of you and a peruch in Chanukah.